Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio.
You ever had something that you're supposed to prepare for, but then you kind of suck at preparing for it? Well, that has absolutely happened to me this month, because Spider-Man No Way Home comes out this week, and I'm not ready. My plan was I was going to watch all the Spider-Man movies with my kids, because they've never seen any of them outside of the MCU ones. And that way we would be ready for when No Way Home drops. So we watched the first three, like the Sam Raimi ones with Tobey Maguire. And the plan was, we'll watch the Andrew Garfield ones sometime before the movie comes out. Well, we didn't. And the movie comes out this week, and it's coming out, and we're just unprepared. And, you know, we left for a family Disney trip on the Sunday before the movie comes out, and I don't know if we're actually going to have time to make it happen. And it made me think of the story in the Bible where we're told, you know, how important it is to be prepared. There's this parable Jesus tells in Matthew 25 about these 10 virgins who are waiting for a bridegroom. And 10 of them come with lamps, but only 5 of them brought oil. They knew that they were supposed to be prepared, you know, and that's kind of a parable of us being ready for Jesus to come back, for us being ready to actually follow where Jesus is leading us. But out of the 10, only 5 were actually prepared. And I think, honestly, that's kind of where we are sometimes. We say we want to follow Jesus, but we're not really prepared to it. We haven't done the work for before he actually shows up in our lives. And the story plays out that the 5 who weren't ready, it blows up in their faces. Verse 7 says, "Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out.' Verse 9 says, 'No,' they replied, 'there may not be enough for both of us. You, instead, go to those who sell some oil and buy some for yourselves.' Verse 10 says, 'But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrives, and the virgins who were ready went with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.'" Short version, they said they were ready, but they didn't prepare. How many of us say we're ready for God to show up in our lives, for Jesus to show up in our lives, but we're not doing anything to prepare for that in advance? Preparation's important.
Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.